Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors. And do not bring us to the time of trial, but rescue us from the evil one. Amen. Thank you so much for praying with me this morning, Father. I don't exactly like praying alone too much. I still mess up on certain prayers from time to time, and I like having someone correct me when I do so. The other sisters are out volunteering at the orphanage. Sister Margaret said I should stay back at the monastery to get better acquainted with the grounds and work on memorizing my prayers. I've been adjusting just fine. Though, in all honesty, I'm not used to all the quiet here. I'm so used to the loudness of the city. I never really got to see much of it, though. I was sheltered growing up. My parents homeschooled me. They didn't want me outside too much. Something about bad influences. The television was usually kept off too if it wasn't on channels my parents approved of. I'm not entirely sure what they meant by bad influences, though I remember another girl who would come into our home sometimes when I was little. She would get into argument with my parents. My parents would call her names like slut and whore and... forgive me for my language, Father. My parents would call her those names. And then one day, the girl just stopped coming around altogether. My parents then went on saying something about not making the same mistake with me, whatever they meant. There's actually something I want to speak to you about, Father. Lately, I've been having these weird feelings. It's this weird and intense feeling, almost like a burning fire. I'm too embarrassed to say, Father. It's like this achy feeling in my private area. It's not all the time. It usually happens when I see something. Well, in the shower room, whenever I look at some of the other sisters, I start to get the achy feeling. I know I'm not supposed to, but I can't help but look. I thought if I hold my private area, the burning feeling would quell. But it doesn't. It burns more. I've tried massaging it, but that makes the itchiness worse too. One time in bed, I got the feeling again, so I've tried massaging it again. The itchiness got worse again, but the feeling I got from when I was rubbing, it was pleasant. And there was this weird sticky stuff coming from my private area. I think I might be sick. I've been committing a sin? What sin have I committed, Father? I see. The sin of lust. So it's bad that I've been touching myself there. Even if it felt good. Surely there must be some way I can repent this. What prayer should I recite? Physical punishment? What do you mean by... what are you doing, Father? Why am I over your knee? And why are you lifting my habit? Please, please don't pull my underwear down. No, Father, it hurts. It hurts. Please, please forgive me. forgive me, Father. It hurts so much. But I must repent for what I've done. You're going to purify me? But I've already been blessed at my ceremony. Oh, Father, I'm getting that feeling again. Please help me, Father. I don't want to sin again. Please purify this sinful body. Father, why did you expose your private area? But if you put that inside me, wouldn't you be defiling me from God? You have a purifying liquid? Will that really make me pure again? I'm not sure about this, Father. Okay, if it'll really purify me again, then please enter me, Father. It hurts, Father. You're stretching me. You can't fit. You're all the way in. It hurts so much, Father. But I feel kind of good too. Oh no. Oh, it hurts. Something shaking in me. Oh, please bless me with your purifying liquid. Make me pure again. Yes. Your liquid slowly spreading through my veins. Am I pure again, Father? Oh, thank you so much, Father. If I come back every day, you'll give me more purifying liquid? Yes, Father. I'll come back every day. Please keep blessing my body with your purifying liquid.